and idle, it's fine. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show this Tuesday, April 15th, Tax Day 2025. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pick Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, we've been talking about a lot of cases that have been filed. Michigan Supreme Court, their opinions that they put out. Ann Boland wants to cut their funding back because they've decided, gave an opinion 5-2 about teenagers, juveniles that were given life sentences. They're going to give them a second chance. And Ann's like, okay, I'm going to cut your funding and give the money to the prosecutors. We have to go back and contact all those family victims, families, and see if they want to come and attend these hearings. I mean, a lot of stuff happening in the courts, and we haven't talked about your cases that you filed. What's the status of those? Have you heard anything? Are they just sitting idle somewhere tied up in the appellate court? Where we stand on all that?
So that's a great question. With my case with the Iron Pig, it is sitting before the Court of Appeals. And in fact, Judge Hunter's clerk just about 2 weeks ago, might have been 3 weeks ago now with that storm, you know, you kind of lose a week. But
sure.
Judge Hunter's clerk still sees an open case of his, and judges tend not to like that. Like, they want to know where this is going. So Judge Hunter's clerk was about to set a status conference just to figure out where this was at. So basically the Court of Appeals is kind of just sitting on their hands right now, and I think I know why. It's really because they're struggling with the arguments that we have, and they realize that we've pinned them down. And people need to remember that the state gave up their case against us 3 years ago when we were in the Court of Appeals because they thought they had a win in another court case. And ultimately, that went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court didn't rule on the T&B Associates case. They remanded it all the way back down to the Court of Claims, and ultimately they said, no, this is unconstitutional. So we're the only case out there that has knocked down the health statute twice, calling it unconstitutional, the state and the local. That's what's being appealed by actually us, because there's four other statutes that Judge Hunter didn't address that we would like him to look at. So that is sitting in the Court of Appeals. And then we have a new lawsuit, a declaratory action here in Otsego County, filed against German RWE Solar Company and the County of Otsego for basically not passing a solar ordinance here in Otsego County. They approved an application with an ordinance that doesn't exist here in Otsego County. So that is new, a new action that we filed to stop this 2,200-acre solar development. And that's not just me. There's a few other plaintiffs that are involved in that, residents right here in Otsego County and Hays Township. So that has just been filed maybe about a month ago now. And RWE has already asked for an extension in that case. So a lot of these arguments are very similar, and it's basically the same thing. We're just saying, listen, the executive branch is taking lawmaking and law writing ability from the legislative branch, and our Constitution doesn't allow that.
Yeah, absolutely does not allow it. So basically, is that case, the new one regarding the solar panel issue, is that going to be in front of Judge Hunter as well?
Yes, we've got two judges here that they flip a coin, basically, and we have got Judge Hunter once again. And it's nice because he understands these arguments, and he understands that, you know, we're not coming for the emotional stuff like we did during COVID. We didn't do any of that argument there. So it's all based on law.
Based on law that you've already presented to him before in your previous cases.
You got it.
You got it. Got it. Got it. Okay, very good. Appreciate the update. We're going to take a short break. More with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. So after the storm, after you got through everything, basically completely back to work, back to business as usual over there at the two locations, Ian?
Yeah, for the most part, we still have one or two of our employees that don't have power still. That's expected to be restored in the next couple of days. But yeah, we've been fortunate since 5-6 days ago. We've had full power. It's been very, very interesting. And the conversations that are being had right now about how we can't really rely on either state government or necessarily even county government in these disasters. I mean, Gaylord has had two disasters, widespread disasters, in 3 years. So, you know, I would have liked to have thought after the tornado, we would have learned a lot of things that might have been helpful for this, but it seems like we might not have. So we've got a lot of citizens that are coming together to create a citizen action committee for the silliest of things, like where to put debris in the county. You know, it took them 6-7 days to come up with one location to have all this debris, and it's all the way up in Vanderbilt. So just, you know, I mean, a lot of things that have come out that we can do better on a local level.
Well, one of the things that Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau agent, insurance agent in Bel Air, said on Friday is, he said, you know, the lack of the tree trimming that a lot of these electric companies and co-ops in northern Michigan failed to do, basically God took care of it. You know, a lot of these trees were trimmed because of the branches freezing, being loaded down with ice, breaking, trees coming down. Some of the poles had been there for God only knows how long, snapped. Now we have new poles, we have new wires, we have new things installed. But most importantly, the trees have been trimmed. And it's like, you know what, that's a good point, but still more work needs to be done. What can we do? What do you think as local citizens we could do with our county commissioners, for example, saying, hey, if you're going to operate electricity services in our county, these are things that we are demanding. We want an ordinance on it. We want you guys out there doing this, moving these trees back, getting them away from our poles and our lines. I'm just sick and tired of every time we have a storm, the power. And I think this was the mother of all storms. And but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen again.
Right, exactly. And what's interesting out of this entire thing is exactly that. Of course, all of these trees have come down. They've replaced over, 1,400 poles, which is like 1.5 times what they usually do in a normal year. It's crazy. What I'm saying is we need to find a way to incentivize these companies to get all these utilities underground, which doesn't mean that you're still not going. I mean, my entire neighborhood was out of power for over a week, and all my utilities are buried. But right, when they're supplied by overhead lines, it doesn't make a difference. So I don't know, honestly, Randy, what we can do at the county level. I think it's something that our state leaders, our legislators, really need to pressure the Michigan Public Service Commission, which, you know, is not going to do anything probably because they're an unelected board. I think that's really where it has to come from, is the top down, because I'm going to tell you, I don't necessarily think that the Consumers Energies and the Great Lakes Energies of the world are going to care what the county commissioners in Otsego have to say about cutting down branches and trees. And even though it's the right thing to do, I don't know that local counties have enough power to say, pardon the pun, to be able to tell a Consumers Energy that right, they need to trim more trees, that their infrastructure is not good enough.
So you think the gravitas of the state house in Lansing, state senate in Lansing, would just have a little bit more pressure, because somewhat, some way, I'm sure maybe legislatively, as well as working with the Michigan Public Service Commission, they are the ones that grant their rate increases.
Exactly.
So, I see your logic. Okay, that makes more sense. I'd like things done at the local level.
Me too.
I'm all about the, you know, road commission fixing the damn roads in my county. I don't want to rely on MDOT down there in Lansing, who I've never even seen an MDOT truck in Antrim County. So it's like, you know, it's just one of those pet peeves of mine that, you know, I'd like things done at the local level as opposed to state.
Yeah, and that's to my point. Central planning does not work very efficiently, and that's really what we've seen. And I sat in a meeting with 15 other locals that expressed the same view. Like, listen, the Michigan National Guard was late. They were very limited on what they could do from leadership.
Right.
The state emergency declaration was at least 2 days late. Just so many. I mean, the communications was a big one. Our cell towers were down up here. So we had virtually our emergency responders, even the guys that came out to fix the lines, could not communicate with their own people. So there was catastrophic failures of infrastructure and leadership, in my opinion. It's not to say that everything was bad. Of course, there was amazing things. But I'm going to tell you, most of the amazing things that did happen during this storm were done by individuals that had no part of county leadership. But they merely had military background and triaging and doing all these things that we would expect our leadership to be doing. Local citizens, nobodies, were out there cutting trees, clearing roads, all that stuff, getting water, getting gas from Grayling to help out their neighbors. I mean, it really was truly a harrowing experience, but just awesome to see the neighbors step up for each other. That's really, and again, central planning's not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, John Studer, former military, Sheboygan, he had eight tanks of gasoline in oil mixture for his chainsaw, and he literally was going around to all his neighbors and clearing their driveways so they could just get into their driveways. And one lady called him and wanted to give him some money, and he's like, "Nope, I got this. I'm doing this out of pocket." So it exactly, it's those kind of heroes we had that stepped up. One other thing, Ian, that I think is interesting, and I had a couple of people text me this. You actually provided discounted meals for all the line workers. Explain that process, what you went through there at the Iron Pig.
Yeah, and, you know, we're in a position, thankfully, that we were able to do these kinds of things. During a tornado, thankfully, the weather was nice enough after the tornado. Even though we didn't have power downtown, we were able to set up outside and just give away meals. This year, what we did, I say this year like it's an annual thing.
Right.
This year for this storm, we still did have power at one of our locations. Downtown was out of power the most, which is very odd because it's usually the opposite. Our new location had power for quite a good time, but again, out over a week. What we were able to do while the power was still on is offer 50% off all of our burgers and sandwiches, those meals that are really quick and easy to get.
Yeah,
and you know, my dad was a lineman. He worked for the phone company, not the power company, but the phone company. But people got to remember that back in the day, our phone lines were on those same lines that would have come down. So I just, you know, I have a thing in my heart for these guys. They come from all over the country: Texas, Oklahoma, Maine, New Hampshire, and they're here away from their families. So anything that we can do to help them out to feel a little bit more comfortable, yeah, they probably do get per diems, and probably doesn't matter. But it's one of those things that the thing I struggled with, Randy, is last time I was able to get out there. Our crew was able to get out and help our community. We couldn't do that this time. And that really upset me that we just weren't able to physically get out and help people in their homes. Thanksgiving, we go deliver free meals for those in need, all that kind of stuff we love to do to be able to give back. And it really bummed me that it was so catastrophic that this was really the only thing we could do was offer a discount on food when we were open. And for the better part of 7 days, neither one of our restaurants were open. So thankfully, you know, the Red Cross stepped up, E-Free Church in here in town stepped up. So we're still offering. We still have linemen in town. We have 7% of our county still doesn't have power right now. So we're still offering that half-off discount. So anybody that might be listening to this, let your linemen know that Iron Pig's still doing half-off.
Yeah, and now is that just the south location or both locations?
Now we do both locations because they're all over the place. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Okay, good. I got another text message. They want to talk about the event that you got planned coming up. Wanted to know the date on it again and where they can get tickets.
June 21st at the new Iron Pig location, South Old 27, outside under the pavilion. We're going to have Scott Page from Pink Floyd and Dave Landau, comedian. Right now he's on Greg Gutfeld's show on Fox News. The best place to get tickets is riskitfest.com. We may have just ended our pre-sale of those tickets, so our general admission tickets are going to go on sale, I believe, today. But riskitfest.com is where you can find all the information, the schedule of events for that day. I'm hoping we maybe even get some of the candidates that are running for governor and some of these other positions statewide to maybe do a Q&A or a small town hall. But really, it's just a celebration of freedom. We used to have a big religious festival in town that is defunct now, so that weekend is available. So a lot of that crowd is our crowd, too, so we're trying to fill a need in that space for June 21st. So anybody that's looking to have a good time, hear some good music, good fellowship with people that are like-minded, June 21st, riskitfest.com is where you can get tickets. Sponsorships. We're also doing a golf outing the Friday night before. We're forming a political action committee for the 2026 elections. So that's basically going to be a fundraiser for that new political action committee that we're in the midst of forming right now. So all the information for the golf outing, the festival, sponsorships, tickets, all there, riskitfest.com.
Right. And actually, on the price slide that is there, the pre-sale tickets were down to $21.90. You were trying to get it down to $19. It's still showing as available. So if you let's do this for the people listening to the show right now, and it replays throughout the day on our website, our TuneIn app, phone app, and also we'll rebroadcast this show. We'll rebroadcast tomorrow morning during the 6 to 9 a.m. drive slot. Is it possible we could keep these prices going until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll check with our tech team. I think we can probably do that.
Yeah, great, because people are going to hear this throughout the day and then again tomorrow morning on their drive into work. So again, riskitfest.com is the website. One thing that I really like about this website, you've got all kinds of different type of sponsorships and different things that people can do, and it's listed there, the schedule's there, the sponsorships available, more information about the golf outing. You got everything right there. Riskitfest.com is the website. If anybody has any questions, can they reach out to the restaurants and give you a call as well?
Absolutely, and there's a contact email right on that website too, so any questions.
Oh, there, contact us right there.
Gotcha.
Click on that, and it's got a pop-up form, your name, your email, your message, and then you can send it directly to them, so that's great. And again, this is going to be at the South location. Folks, you need to put this in your phone, in your GPS. It's 4029 Old U.S. Highway 27 South, right there, south of Gaylord. I think I clocked it. It's almost exactly 1 mile off of the exit 279, I believe, when you head south.
Yeah, it's really close, right there, right off I-75, right across from Otsego Lake. It's beautiful over there.
Yeah, absolutely love it. All right, sir, greatly appreciate it. Good information. And again, check it out, riskitfest.com. All the information is there. It's going to be June 21st, which, believe it or not, it's going to come pretty quickly. I can't believe how fast this year's moving already.
Yeah, it's going pretty fast. And I will say this real quick before we wrap up. We are now taking a portion of the proceeds from ticket sales, and we're going to be putting that towards a disaster relief fund that we're also creating. When we're creating this pack I mentioned earlier, we're also creating a 501c3. Because of all the charity that we're doing, a portion of these proceeds are going to go to a disaster relief fund for Otsego County.
And you got Easter brunch for this Sunday as well.
$16.95, all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday.
All right, sir. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a blessed Easter, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge.